At this time, the crew is in the process of stabilizing the spacecraft attitude, eliminating all rotational rates in preparation for spinning up the spacecraft for the passive thermal control mode. Before beginning the slow rotation of passive thermal control, Jack Swigert will attach the data acquisition camera to the spacecraft sextant, the 28 power sextant, and will attempt to get some photographs of Bennett's comet. He'll take a series of photographs at varying time exposure rates, and he's also been advised if any particularly interesting features are noted visually of the comet Bennett, that they should attempt to sketch them. At the present time, Apollo 13 is 125,083 nautical miles from Earth. The spacecraft velocity is 4,571 feet per second. The fuel cell temperature fluctuations, which were mentioned, are occurring in fuel cell number 3. This is a temperature that's measured at the condenser exhaust at the point where the hydrogen reactant is flowing out of the fuel cell and the water is being separated from it. The other two fuel cells are remaining steady at about 157.
When you're through the disk key so we can load down 88.
Roger, we'll let you know, Jack.
And as we were saying, the two other fuel cells, fuel cell 1 and 2, are remaining stable at a temperature of about 157 to 159 degrees. Fuel cell 3 is fluctuating between about 152 and 160. Vance Brand advised the crew that this will cause no problem, with the possible exception that it could trigger a warning alarm to them, but we have seen this sort of thing on previous flights, and it should cause no problem.